It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, once again, as well, there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what I like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that each of you have participated in creating on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, to have that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again as well, many times that information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so, we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity and to allow your consciousness to enter into that meditative state and to partake of that telepathic exchange. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in this reality, if you would, in this vibrational level, by choice. As we have suggested many times, you are not put in this vibrational level. You are not put in this reality for any purpose, if you would, or for any reason, or for that you must accomplish some type of predetermined goal in order for you to leave this vibrational level. You exist in this vibrational level, in this reality, because you choose to exist in this reality. This reality that you exist in is an illusion. It's not to suggest that, based upon that terminology of being an illusion, that it's insignificant or that it's not important, but rather that it's an illusion. It's not real. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and you go to great lengths to make it appear that it's real. You go to great lengths to make it appear that it's beyond your capacity to change this reality, to change your experiences in your day-to-day activities. And yet, ironically, you are the creator of your reality. You see, who and what you are is very difficult for you to become aware of, if you would, in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed through all the levels of consciousness that you experience while you maintain an existence in this vibrational level. You go to great lengths to hide from that understanding of who and what you truly are. You go to great lengths to put in place these electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to realize and to understand through all levels of consciousness in this vibrational level, but particularly in your awake consciousness state. It's very difficult for you to understand that you are the creator. It's very difficult for you to understand the methods and the techniques that you utilize to create the reality that you experience. You see, many individuals would like to change their reality, would like to create a reality that they may, in their awakened consciousness state, find more desirable, than the reality that they're experiencing. The irony of it is that the spark of consciousness that you are, that piece of the one that you are, gives to you that which you desire, is creating the reality to validate your beliefs and your belief systems, to give to you what you expect to experience in your awakened consciousness state, and rejoices in the creation process, and once again gives to you that which you truly desire. Validate your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? You see, from the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, a reality that you should or should not experience, but rather validates your beliefs and your belief systems based on your choices and decisions, based on your thoughts and feelings. What do you believe? You see, you go to great lengths, once again, to hide from that understanding of the method or the technique that you utilize to create this reality. But the irony of it is that while you desire to understand how it is that you can alter your reality, you are, nonetheless, continuously altering, changing, and creating your reality. You, in conjunction with the other entities that exist within your vibrational level, through your beliefs and belief systems, through what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system and the societal belief systems and individual belief systems, all combined to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It really is that simple. And yet, once again, you go to great lengths to create a reality that appears to be beyond your control. And once again, as well, it's not right or wrong. There's no such judgment from the level at which you create this reality. The spark of consciousness that you are creates this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, and does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but rather rejoices in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. If you believe that there are certain elements that you're experiencing in your day-to-day activities that are influencing your reality and they're beyond your control, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. You can have it. It really is simply based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, your attitudes, your beliefs. What do you believe? You see, this reality that you experience is an illusionary reality. And as we suggested, that doesn't mean it isn't an insignificant reality. Illusionary, typically in your vocabulary, means that it has an insignificance. It's an illusion. We're suggesting it's an illusion. It does not necessarily mean that it's an insignificant illusion, but nonetheless, it's an illusion. What becomes difficult for you to grasp is the understanding that this illusion is your creation. And we're not just suggesting that the illusion that you are experiencing within your so-called physical realm, if you would, within that which you are aware of, is the only illusion. This entire universe that you exist in is an illusion. What becomes even more difficult to grasp is that you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. You are one. It's an illusion. And that becomes difficult for you to grasp that understanding. particularly when the reality that you are experiencing is one that in your awakened consciousness state you view as being less than desirable. So you have this less than desirable reality, and it's causing you all types of difficulties in your creation and in your day-to-day activities. And so you question whether or not this is your creation. Why would one create such a reality? Well, you see, you hold beliefs and belief systems. You make choices and decisions based upon your thoughts and feelings so that you can experience that reality. Even though in your awakened consciousness state, you view it as being a less than desirable reality, a negative reality if you wish. You see, you don't have quite that difficulty when it's a positive reality. Although there are even then those who would not accept the responsibility for those positive realities, but would look to others as being responsible for the reality they're experiencing. We're not suggesting for a minute that that's right or wrong. That's your choice. But you see, if you hold the belief that you're not in control, if you hold the belief that this reality is being influenced and created by others, and you're simply a pawn, if you wish, in the reality creation process, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, but you will experience all types of realities that validate the belief system that you hold that you're not in control. If you believe, for example, that you have guides and angels that surround you, it's not a right or wrong. That's your choice to hold that belief. And you will have all types of experiences to validate that belief. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is that you desire. But understand as well that when you hold those beliefs, it's like you're giving away some of your power. You're allowing others supposedly to influence your reality. And we say supposedly because it's simply a validation of your belief and belief system. It's not real. It's an illusion. Therein lies the difficulty. When you can begin to understand that it's an illusion, when you can truly grasp that understanding, then you begin as well to understand who and what you truly are. That you are an individual. You are a piece of the one, if you would. You are all that is, and you are capable of this creation process. And you begin to grasp that concept that you are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. And when you can grasp that and hold it in your consciousness, even if it's only fleeting, nonetheless, you begin to understand the ability that you have to manipulate this reality that you exist in. You see, the irony of it is, it's not that you're going to suddenly be able to alter your reality, because you see, you do that anyway. You do that continuously. It's simply you become aware of the power that you have to consciously influence and alter your reality. And you begin to understand the power that is within each of you. And you begin to understand the benefits of lacking who you are so that you can have the expectation to love yourself consciously. You see, it's very difficult for you to accept that you are the creator of this reality, to accept that you are all that is, and to love yourself consciously when you don't believe that you're in control, when you don't like who you are. If you don't like who you are, change it. Put in place the types of principles that you would like to experience and apply them, and you begin to like who you are, Learn to love yourself consciously. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. You do certain things to allow yourself to experience certain emotions and feelings. Feelings of joy, feelings of trust, feelings of commitment. Not only for others, but for yourself as well. For you see, until you learn to love yourself consciously, it's very difficult for you to love someone else. You can only give away that which you already understand and own within your own physical being. You can't give away love. You can't love another if you don't like who you are. It becomes very difficult. You feel like you're not capable of that type of an understanding. You're not capable of giving that type of love because you don't like who you are. That's a choice. Based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your attitudes and your beliefs and belief systems. Like who you are. Begin to love yourself consciously. And then you can begin to understand as well that it's an illusion. You see, when you can begin to understand that your consciousness exists within the entire universe, it becomes much easier for you to manipulate certain aspects of the universe to bring into your reality that which you desire. Bring into your existence a type of reality that allows you to experience that love and self-love and consequently allows you to express that to others and so that you can experience it, so that you can understand what it is. Many people attempt to alter huge aspects of their reality. Well, if that's the case, if I control my own reality, then why am I experiencing this very, very difficult particular experience that I'm involved in? So you like to change that whole experience, but you haven't changed the basis. You haven't changed the liking who you are. You haven't made the minor alterations that are necessary. You haven't changed the belief that it's possible for you to control your reality. There's always many times this falling back upon, well, maybe I'm not in control. Maybe there's a part of this reality that I can't control. Maybe there really is this God or this entity that's influencing and controlling my reality. You see, there's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting for an instance that that's not a valid belief or a belief system for you to hold. If that's what you desire to experience, go for it. It's not right or wrong. It allows you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those types of belief systems. And if you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. And that spark of consciousness that you are will give you all types of examples and realities and experiences to validate that belief system so you can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice. It's a belief and a belief system that you choose. You choose. No one else is making these choices for you. No one else is making your decisions. You can, if you wish, believe that once again that there are other entities that are influencing your reality or that are making choices that you have not the ability to have some type of an influence over. That's your choice. But it's your choice. It's your belief, and it's your belief system. Like who you are. When you begin to love yourself consciously, and when you can begin to believe that it's an illusion, and when you can begin to believe that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being, which is not too difficult for you to accept and to understand that your consciousness is within each and every cell of your entire physical being, then you as well, should you choose to like who you are and to love yourself consciously, should have no difficulty in understanding that it's within your capacity to influence each and every cell in your entire physical being. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And when you begin to experience those alterations within your physical being, and you begin to grasp that concept of the illusionary reality that you're involved in and that you're participating in the creation of, then as well, you can begin to experience alterations of the reality that's outside of your physical being. You can begin to understand that you have influence over what it is that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And you begin to rejoice in the creation process. And you begin to look at these so-called negative experiences as in an entirely different manner. And you begin to accept the responsibility. And you begin to consciously influence your reality. You see, it's not something that you have to learn how to do. You do it constantly. You create your reality. We continuously suggest to you that there are about three things that you cannot change in this particular vibrational level or in any other vibrational level that you choose to exist in. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're not existing in this vibrational level because you have to go through some type of a growth system or an understanding. You can have that if you desire. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's not possible for you to hold that belief system and consequently go through all types of what you believe are some type of growth systems that validate the belief or the belief system. That's your choice. But it's important to understand that it's your choice. There is no superior being, if you wish, that has subjected you to any type of experience or any type of reality. That's your choice. And it's not right or wrong. The spark of consciousness that you are will rejoice in that creation process, give to you that which you desire, and validate your beliefs and belief systems. It's really that simple. What do you believe? What do you truly believe? Do you like who you are? Do you love yourself consciously? Even when those around you seem to be experiencing extreme difficulties, can you continue to accept that you are all that is? That you are the creator of the reality you experience, including those so-called negative interactions that you may experience with other entities. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. When you can begin to grasp that it's an illusion, this entire existence that you experience through all levels of consciousness, but particularly in your awakened consciousness state, appears to be completely beyond your control. You exist within this false belief system in time and space that really don't exist. And you go through all types of experience to develop that, your belief in time and space. Because it makes it more real. Because it makes it appear that it's beyond your capacity to control. As opposed to being a human consciousness and societal and individual belief system that you've all agreed to participate in and to perpetuate. It's an illusion. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. The reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, your attitudes and your beliefs. You constantly hold within your physical being and within your awakened consciousness that various desires. And you utilize your imagination of what it would be like to create that reality. And consequently, depending upon what it is that you expect to create, you validate the belief system. You see, do you believe that it's possible to manipulate this reality that's outside of your physical being? Do you truly believe that it's possible for you to manipulate what you would view and what your society and your human consciousnesses would view as a absolutely physical type of element that's beyond your capacity to control simply by what you believe. What do you believe? You see, if you believe that it's an illusion, if you believe that it's possible, then truly you can manipulate this reality that you experience outside of your physical being. And the irony of it is that when you begin to understand, then the effort and the amount of time, if you wish, that you spend on trying to manipulate this reality becomes far less important, because you begin to understand that it's an illusion. It doesn't really matter. What's the difference? It's an illusion. And then, as well, you begin to experience this ability to manipulate your reality. When you begin to understand that it's an illusion as well, and you begin to grasp that concept that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your physical being, and you can accept that that consciousness that exists within each and every cell of your physical being is responsible for what you're experiencing within each and every cell of your physical being, then you can change it. You can change it. You can create what many would view as being that seemingly miraculous type of alteration. What do you believe? It's such a simple statement. What do you believe? You see, many times, as we've suggested, those beliefs are put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, in your deep meditation state, in your deep dream state. You put in place many of those beliefs and belief systems, or you put in place, indeed, the energy that makes certain belief systems become an experience that you can have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Many of those beliefs and belief systems are stored within your DNA, and you have the capacity through your choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings, through your desires, through your expectation, to alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and to consequently, as a result of altering that energy, actually change your experience that is being perpetuated or influenced by your DNA. And you can have what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a very miraculous type of experience, or it can be what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a very devastating type of experience. Ironically, it takes the same amount of energy to correct either. What do you believe? If you believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process and validates what it is that you believe. If you believe that it's not possible to alter your physical experience within your body, if you are experiencing some type of ailment that you believe is beyond your capacity to control, you can have that. It takes the same amount of energy to have that experience as it is to experience from the other, what you might call opposite experience, where you control that so-called negative type of energy, or that negative health issue, if you wish. You see, that's the irony. It takes exactly the same amount of energy. You do it. You do it constantly, continuously. What do you believe? What do you expect to experience in your reality? Do you believe that this is an illusion? Do you truly believe that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your physical being, and that you have that capacity to influence that consciousness consciously in your awakened consciousness state? Do you truly believe? Do you believe that this is an illusion, or is it real? Is it real? Do you believe that it's a real type of reality that you're somehow subjected to, and that you have these entities existing outside of your own physical being who are influencing your reality? You can have that. We're not suggesting that it's right or wrong. It's your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you wish to have some type of conscious influence over your reality, then like who you are. If you don't like who you are, change the aspects of the reality that you are experiencing. Change those particular attributes that you don't like. Put in place a list of principles. Apply the principles. Strengthen your character. Like who you are. Learn to love yourself consciously. Do things for yourself that bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state, but particularly into your subconsciousness, into that portion of yourself that dwells within inside each of you that you don't display to others. Bring into that particular part of your consciousness those feelings of joy, those feelings of belonging, those feelings of being worthy, those feelings of trust, those feelings of knowing who you are. And you begin to love yourself consciously. And when you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to understand the limitlessness of your capacity to influence your reality from your awakened consciousness state. It's really quite simple. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are a multidimensional personality existing in various levels of consciousness. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You do a very good job of hiding from that understanding of who and what you truly are. You go to great lengths to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through all levels of consciousness, as long as you choose to exist and to maintain your existence within this vibrational level, you maintain that electromagnetic type of energy. You maintain that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. You cannot fail. You're not in this vibrational level. You're not in this reality. You're not having these experiences because you've been forced to be put into this vibrational level. You're here by choice. And you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You choose. You choose to be in this vibrational level. You choose in your awakened consciousness state, and once again through various levels of your consciousness, to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. You choose to limit your capacity to understand the methods and techniques that you utilize to create this illusionary reality that you're involved in. And you do it for a very simple reason. It's not because you have this desire to grow or to have experiences. You do it because it allows you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible when you understand that you are the creator of the reality. We would once again suggest to each of you, if you look at any activity that you're involved in and you continuously break it down as to why you're involved in that activity, why do you do that? Why do you try to have certain types of experiences? Invariably, it will come down to because there is a certain emotion or feeling that you desire to experience. It's why you choose to exist in this vibrational level. And as a result of believing that you're not in control, as a result of believing that others can influence this reality and it's difficult for you to control the reality, then the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more extreme. That's why you exist here. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? It really is that simple. Now, if you wish, we would break for a moment or two and we would return to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the act of you. And in the meantime, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.